WHCL, Clinton, New York.
It's burning daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
This is Radiol. I'm Andy Sr. I just saw a sign saying the mic wasn't working. Well, I see that little VU meter dancing, so I know I'm talking, and people probably are listening to what I'm saying right now. Radiol, Andy Sr., this is WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, WHCL.org. It's Radiol again, and I'm so glad. I'm so glad I got from one end of the week to the other and was able to get this show together. But it's breezing along with the breeze, and that's not so much a theme as an excuse for a theme, but lots of great shellac tonight, and you won't even know the absence of a real theme tonight, I trust. But we started out with Ruth Etting and Back in Your Own Backyard and The Bird with Feathers of Blue. Well, he might be turning blue anyway a little bit today, a little bit of snow on the in the floating down, but as long as it don't stick, I'm happy. By the way, this show is not being broadcast in English, so if you're an English speaker, you may want to seek elsewhere, but I'm broadcasting it in my own native language, and whatever that is, perhaps if you're an English speaker, you can decipher it from my barbaric tones, but this is what I talk most of the time. Abe Lyman's A California Orchestra, Frank Silvano on the vocal, Breezing Along with the Breeze, 1926. Nice copy of that. I love that recording, too. Nice copy. Boy, some of those Brunswick sound terrible, but that sounds really, really quite nice. And our theme, Willard Robeson and his Ipana Troubadours, Wake Up Chillin'. Well, Sam Lennon's Ipana Troubadours. Willard Robeson was singing, and that was his song, so, and what do I care? We have some odd items tonight. Not as odd as they could have been, but odd enough for everyday purposes. Here's Paul Ash. Milton Watson is on the vocal. Well, he's going to announce it, so I'm going to let Paul Ash take over from here. So here's Paul Ash.
Hello. Hello, Paul.
Hello, gang.
Well, what's it going to be this time, Paul?
A cute little number entitled, Oh, If I Only Had You. Let's go.
Thank you.
what big eyes you have. Oh, what sweet lips you have. Oh, if I only had you. Oh, what nice ways you have. Oh, what nice days we'd have. Oh, if I only had you. And oh, what wonderful dreams I dream. Oh, how sweet they seem. You could make them come true. What big eyes you have. Oh, what a prize I'd have. Oh, if I only had you.
Thank you.
out walking, talking to myself. I'm gonna leave this town walking, talking to myself. Because this sweet woman I love, she belongs to somebody else. Oh, I said, look, you see, mumbling man, so puppy, all little baby, with the how, wow, 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 comes around. Sweet mama, let me be there, so puppy, all little baby, with the how, wow, 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 comes around. And when that big old greasy hound comes, he show me the little dog, that's gone, but if it ain't pain, I'm gonna write it down.
And that was Cab Calloway in 1930, just killing me there. I don't know. I just that and that band that he was with, the Missourians. I was listening to the Missourians without Cab and driving up in the car, and you know, Ozark Mountain Blues says it all. I don't think anybody's ever done one better. They might have equaled it, but nobody's ever surpassed it. But that was St. Louis Blues, 1930, Cab Calloway, in one of his early sessions on Brunswick. Off the original, not a bad copy. It's not mint, but it's okay. Before that, the Hollywood Dance Orchestra, one of those stalking songs, I'm Following You. That was Adrian Schubert, actually, and his orchestra, Smith Ballou on the vocal, 1929, yes. Well, thanks to the internet, stalking is, a lot more energy efficient. And before that, Paul Ash and his orchestra with Milton Watson on the vocal. And we'll hear the other side of that record later on, next hour. Oh, If I Only Had You, 1926. You got to hear Paul talking to the band. He didn't sound terribly enthused, but great record. I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola, and I'm so glad to be here tonight. I don't know. It's a little chilly and a little not quite the same weather we had last week earlier, but I'm just glad to be here. That's Radiola. We continue now. Here's a vocalist I had never heard of before I bought this record, but I guess he's quite good. And the other side's good, too. I'll play that on another occasion. But we'll start with this one. This is an Irving Berlin song from 1929, and it has the same title as another song with a totally different and opposite meaning. But here's Pete Woolery in 1929. A beautiful little waltz by Irving Berlin, Coquette.
Coquette, coquette, just a sweet coquette, so they stay and yet I know how true you can be. Just a butterfly, so they say, but I know just how much you love me. The others you've met may call you coquette, but I'll always call you sweetheart. They think of coquette as something to pet, but I think of you as sweetheart. They say you're a devil with wonderful charms, but I held an angel that night in my arms. So try and forget the name of a coquette, and only remember sweetheart. Say you're a devil with wonderful charms, but I held an angel that night in my arms. So try and forget the name of a coquette, and only remember,
Dixieland. Out in the land of the bamboo isle, where the style's just a smile, folks used to come for many a mile to learn the bamboola. Out to the isle came a sailor who wanted to boola-boo. There neath the moon while he played the tune, he learned to wacky-woola. Bamboola, bam-bam-bamboola, brand new hula that drives folks wild. You circle with your hip, shout hallelujah, then give your knee a flip and shiver till it goes right through you. Boola, bam 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 boola, you hop a doola just like a kangaroo. Another little glide, there now you've got it. Thanks for the buggy ride, sure you can do it. Who'd have thought it? Boola, bam 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 boola, that wacky boola, bam boola boo.
That was Ken Sisson, that's in quotes, K-E-N-N, Sisson and his orchestra, Von der Leith on the vocal there, Leonora Von der Leith at birth, but she shortened it. It worked. And that was Bamboola, recorded in 1927. Ken Sisson was an arranger and early on was a pianist for Ben Burney, but made numerous recordings under his own name for Brunswick, of which that is most certainly one. Nice band, nice work, and Von der Leith's the dance craze at Vernon and Irene Castle meet Masters and Johnson. It sounded like very interesting. Somebody ought to try that with a twister board someday. Before that, we had the Singing Sophomores, actually the Revelers. I'm Coming Virginia, 1927. Love those guys. Pete Woolery. Coquette from 1929. And this is Radiola, and I don't know what this meets, but it meets me. I'm here, and I'm here every Friday night at 8 p.m. here on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. I'm Andy Senior. I'm glad to be, boy, am I glad to be here. I just have had it's been one of those interesting weeks, and I'm not going to go into it, but it's just interesting. Life is sometimes terribly interesting, and then you have 2 hours to relax in front of a microphone, and that's why I'm here. Just it's fun, and I enjoy it. And boy, I've got some good stuff here tonight. Here's Arthur Gibbs and his gang, an acoustic Victor from 1923. I had a copy of this a long time ago, but it had a huge crack in it. This one just has the advantage of being intact, but I'm going to play it. It sounds pretty good. I've done what I could with it. And it doesn't sound too bad. Louisville Lou.
Thank you. one you'll know that to left me. Yes, I'm mine, Elsie Josenheim. When she sees some sauerkraut, she says, give me please. But she'll grab whenever she sees Limburger cheese. Pearly teeth are in her mouth, ein pint north and ein pint south. Yes, I mean my Elsie Josenheim. Ich bin ein Schnitzelbaum.
$40 at 4%. Now, that was interest. Where are you going to get that interest these days? Aha! There's something going on there. That was Mark Fisher singing with the Oriole Orchestra. Dan Russo and Ted Fiorito's Oriole Orchestra later recorded some nice electrics for Victor. But that was Brunswick, and I like that performance. I think it ranks up there with the Billy Murray and Paul Whiteman recording. I like it. Yes. And I like the vocal is it's appropriate. It's always appropriate. Before that, a little German gibberish there with Tommy Christian and his orchestra. L.T. Schultenheim, 1926. Off of an old velvet tone. And started with Arthur Gibbs and his gang. Louisville Lou from 1923, and that cleaned up all right. The other side was not particularly listenable, but I did what I could there, and I'm happy. I am happy, in fact. I'm happy, and I want to thank you all for listening and streaming. And I know I can hear you breathing out there. Yeah. Yes, I appreciate it. This is Radio All. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm so I'm very thrilled to be here tonight here at WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And a little program note, tomorrow night at 8 p.m., Mark Fuller has Retro Radio. So please listen, check that out. He's had a nice lunch with Mark this week. And yes, and his show is good. Check it out tomorrow night, the same time, except it's, a day later. I'm here every Friday, by the way, at 8. And we're going to continue. I love this stuff. Here's Red Nichols with about $6 zillion worth of talent right off the 1927. Jimmy Dorsey's in here, Eddie Lang, lots of Adrian Rollini, Miff Mole, Arthur Shutt, I believe, and the amazing Vic Burton on playing everything that he had at hand, kettle drums, cymbals, what have you. But and the title's deceptive, but the music is genuine. Corn Fed.
Thank you. that from tiny seeds fight their way up through the weeds. Violets can do it, why can't you? Little brooklets breaking free work their way down to the sea. Little brooks can do it, why can't you? Hopes and dreams are things that life can shatter. Learn to lift your head and say it doesn't matter. Birdies sing in cages too, they know that's the thing to do. Little bird can do it, why can't you? Thank you.
Now, there's a deceptive band, and a little bit of that trumpet solo gave it away. But if you hadn't seen my playlist, which is on radiolablog.blogspot.com, or type Radiola into Google, you'll find it, assuming you want to look for it. But all the playlists for all the Radiolas are there, and you can listen to them as you wish. I have to upload a few more to another particular site, but everything's on Live 365 at the moment that I've done recently, and also you can listen a lot of different ways. But mainly, I hope you are enjoying Friday nights with me here on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. But that was, as I said, if you saw the playlist, you would be pleasantly surprised to hear that. That was Clyde McCoy, and he had a good band. And Clyde managed to stay off the sugar blues till the very end, but sounded good. Everyone sounded, there was, it was a fine band. And we'll play the other side of that recording, which was a more well-known song that he recorded. But that was, Way Down Yonder in New Orleans, 1933, off one of those lovely blue, Columbias. Oh, yeah. Before that, Ben Burney and Scrappy Lambert singing it for you. Why Can't You? Yes, why can't you, do what, you know, pull yourself up by your bootstraps and get on with it. And I hear that frequently from people that I know. And I say, well, you know, I got to deal with stuff. But, yeah, what can you do? 1929. I like that version a little better, I think, than the Fred Rich version. But mainly because that group that was singing it with Fred Rich was a little... Not quite as good as Scrappy does a good job by himself, and it's a little more heartfelt. Before that, Red Nichols and his Five Pennies, and there are more than five pennies there. There's like absolutely inestimable worth of that musicianship on that side. Cornfed, 1927, and I will play the other side of that Brunswick 78 for you in the second half of the show. And... Yes, and what else shall I say? I've got a minute here to do. Possibly that, as I say, check out Radiola Blog. All the great links are there. And, well, that's... we're gonna continue in a few minutes, but we'll play a selection here that's not sort of odd, but it's one of my cryptic selections. It sort of cryptically applies to things in my own experience. But this week I thought it would be interesting to play this recording. There's nothing objectionable about it. These guys were known to do some things that today would be looked at with some degree of disfavor, but I think this is funny, so I'm going to play it. Billy Golden and Golden and Marlowe, 1919 on Columbia, The Hospital Patient.
Why, hello, Jackson. My, but you're pale and thin. What's the trouble? You look as if you'd just come off a sick bed.
I just come out of the hospital.
No, you mean the hospital.
Yes, that's it.
Why, what was the trouble?
I had an operation formed on me.
What was the nature of the operation?
The doctor said I had a pin in the system.
Oh, no, you mean appendicitis.
Oh, yes, he started it anyhow.
Well, was the operation successful?
Oh, yes, but I had an awful lot of trouble.
Well, how was that?
Well, you see, the doctor, he cut me open, took out the situs, and then he sewed me up again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he said, I guess you'll be all right, but nevertheless, I'll call around tomorrow and see how you are. The doctor came around in the morning. He was all excited. He says, I'm sorry, but while operating on you last night, I forgot to remove the sponge from the incision. So he cut me open, took out the sponge, and he sewed me up again. Now he says, I guess you'll be all right, but I'll call around tomorrow and see how you're coming on. He came around the next morning. He was all excited. He said, how do you feel this morning? I says, very good, doctor, very good. Well, he says, I'm sorry to trouble you, but he said, I left my operating scissors in the incision. So he cut me open, took out the scissors, and then he sewed me up again. Now he says, I know that you'll be all right, but I'll call around tomorrow and see how you are. He came around the next morning. He said, how do you feel this morning? I said, scandalous, doctor, scandalous.
You were feeling good.
Yes, indeed I was. So he said, well, I'm sorry. He said, while operating on you, I left my needle in the incision. So he cut me open, took out the needle, and was just trying to sew me up again. when I said, hold on, doctor, never mind sew me up this time. Just put a button on it.
Well, I had a strange experience as I saw you last. I'd just come out of the hospital.
What is the matter with you?
Well, you see, a short time ago, I attended a Hibernian ball, and during the evening, I made the mistake of my life.
How is that?
Well, during the progress of the dance, there was a lot of Hibernians down to the end of the hall, and they were making a lot of noise. So I walked down among them, and I hollers out, 3 cheers for the ATA. And that's all I remember.
Uh-huh.
When I was restored to consciousness, I was in the hospital, in a nice little bed, and there was a nurse bending over me and saying, swallow this. Oh, she was a beautiful girl, pink eyes, brown cheeks, yellow hair, and scarlet lips. Venus was a bale of hay compared to a beautiful figure.
Whoa, whoa.
First she took my temperature, then she took my watch. Then she would come every afternoon and sit by my bedside for hours and read chapters of American history out of the bartender's guide.
Mm-hmm.
Then she would bathe my fevered brow for hours and crack nuts on my head with a hammer. Oh, never, never will I forget those delightful moments. At last I was cured, and the morning I was to leave the hospital, I asked this girl to become my wife. Then she told me the whole truth. She said she was a rich man's daughter and only nursed the sick people just for the sake of doing it. Now she says that you know I'm worth millions. I'm sure you will not marry me, although I love you dearly. And just at that moment, I woke up.